maybe a couple of drawers at the bottom, some shelves on one side, and maybe a place on the other side where you could hang clothes in it. Mm-hmm. It's more or less on the Schiffero style, but it was a larger and taller than the Schiffero was.
Do you ever hear any other names for something like that besides a Schiffero or armor?
I'm just trying to think.
Did you ever hear it called a wardrobe?
Yes, there was the name wardrobe that went with it.
To mean something like the chiffero?
Something more or less, the wardrobe was more or less associated with the chiffero, not with the armor.
Mm-hmm. How was the wardrobe different from the chiffero?
Not too much difference in them. We're talking about some things that I never had too much dealing with, because most of our furniture, other than the beds and the chairs, was the armor that we kept clothes in, and the, what we call the dresser, which... this was a set of drawers with a mirror on the back of it, and which you still use them today. Chest of drawers we didn't know too much about back then. Today, of course, we have the chest of drawers that goes with it, the dresser, and it's also known as a bureau. No, the dresser was also known as a bureau.
Uh-huh.
Where did that name come from and why it was called that, I don't know.
The bureau had a mirror to it?
Mm-hmm.
Just the same as the dresser?
Yeah. It's just another name for it.
Uh-huh. And something on rollers that you can put in a window to pull down and keep out the light.
Shade.
Okay. And the top part of the house, the covering on the house, is called the...
boards or shingles. Well, at that time, mostly they were known as boards.
Well, the whole thing would be called the...
the roof.
What about something, maybe they didn't have it back then, but I'm sure you've seen it on some houses, something along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Guttering.
Okay. They had that on?
You'll find it once in a while back then. It was generally, at that time, was most of it was built out of wood. Where today the guttering is made out of metal.
It hung on the roof?
It was attached under the eave of the roof. Attached to the end of the rafters, I'd say, under the eave of the roof.
You know, when you have a house and an L, where they come together, that would be called a...
Well, it's, a lot of people call it a hip in roof. A gable is the end of the house. A hip roof is mostly what people call them.
Do you ever hear of a valley or
yes.
Gutter?
Yes, the valley where you have a roof coming into another one like this, you have two valleys, one going down each side of it. It's where the two roofs come together at the top down to where they come to the eave at the side. And what it's called a valley, comes down through there.